Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Villa Popple Willis, and I'm so glad to be back with all of you on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to my program, Villa Speaks. And today, we're going to get right into it. We're going to talk about the mindful steps for powerful and lasting personal development. And I'm very excited. I think it's been 5 years since I was on Blog Talk Radio. Actually, maybe a little bit, maybe 2 or 3 years, but so many amazing things have happened since I began in 2010, and I'm just very grateful. And I have transformed my life, which is what I was talking about when we very first got together. And so I am wanting to impart and to share and to be a resource for others to live their best life. And so again, today we're talking about the mindful steps for powerful and lasting personal development. So I do want to introduce myself that I am a mindfulness expert, and I work on mindfulness in a personal way as well as mindfulness at work, and I am the CEO of Transformation Pathways. I am a professional speaker, author, secret singer in the shower, dancer. What I do is I communicate. That's my art. And so today we're going to talk about, can I do, so many people say I'm unfocused, I can't do anything, my mind's going 1,000 miles a minute. So we're going to talk about the ways that you can get in the now, create and live your best life using the amazing tool of mindfulness. So a lot of people, when I talk to them about mindfulness, in my circles, of course, they all know what it is because that's what we talk about. But oftentimes outside of the beautiful state or Southern California where I live, it can have different types of understandings. So oftentimes people think of New Age as something hippie-ish or some kind of New Age mindset or something that's, you know, part of people that do yoga and love their chakras and that whole sort of thing, and that there is some kind of pseudoscience. And all of those things are, well, the fact that it has to do with hippies or New Age can have an accuracy to it, that for all of those thoughts, whether it's in the hippie movement or what we consider New Age or thoughts that have been around for centuries, and that is very accurate, that mindfulness and the practice of being still and focused and centered are centuries old. The fact pseudoscience is could not be more incorrect. One of the things that I thoroughly loved as I've studied and working on my certifications, the science behind mindfulness is sound. I mean, these, you can take a look at the work of the University of Massachusetts. They've been studying mindfulness since 1989. John Kabat-Zinn, what he saw was that, talk with doctors and say, you know, patients get better kind of 60-40. 40% doing 60 kind of stay the same way. And he thought, well, what's going on? Maybe there's a, we can touch their psychology, their physiology. Maybe part of their illness has something to do with their psychology. And they began to send patients to his clinic. And over since 1989, which is 29 years now, the science of mindfulness, but there are experiments going back in mindfulness to the 20s and 30s and 40s where people were wanting to not be so stressed out at the beginning of modern America. And so I say that mindfulness is really a synergy of East meets West, and that for the U.S., we had great speakers and people talking about this like Ralph Waldo Emerson, sow a thought and you reap an action. Sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character. Sow a character and you reap a destiny. And another great thinker, Ernest Holmes, love is the greatest power in the universe. It is the basis and the source of everything. And that mindfulness, the science behind it, and even people's personal anecdotes about how slowing down and the things we'll talk about today, that companies like Google, Apple, Nike, and General Mills all use mindfulness as part of their staff development. And when we talk about personal development, when you want to apply mindfulness at work or even in your own life, what is personal development about? What are we talking about? So we make sure we're all on the same schedule. So many people say, I wish I could manage my time better. I want to improve my relationships. I want to update my knowledge. I want to improve my emotional intelligence, which is when I interact with people, I want to make sure that I am reading their signals correctly and also giving off the right type of signals. People want to enhance their listening skills, which, of course, makes you a better speaker when you are a very good listener. And so these are the aspects that mindfulness can help you with personally as well as professionally. And so one of the things I've often, in the 25 years that I've been working with people, wanting them to develop themselves, people come to me all the time. So one of the things you have to keep it 100, as the kids say, this is a quote from Albert Einstein, that you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. So reducing the stress in your life, helping yourself medically, you know, your blood pressure is up, you can't sleep at night, you're having anxiety, that you can't, the same level that you're at that created those situations or made room for those situations in your life, you've got to elevate your mind to solve those problems. And that's what mindfulness can do. T. Harv Eker has an amazing quote that I just enjoy. If you want to change the fruits are the things that you're seeing in your life, you first have to change the roots. If you want to change the visible, you must first change the invisible. So you got to start at the inside out. Many people have circumstances on the outside of their life that they want to improve or transform or transmute, but they want to start at the outside. But the challenge or the thoughts that many great thinkers from Einstein, T. Harv Eker to Plato is that what you're seeing on the outside began on the inside. And if we're going to change those things, improve those things, evolve those things, expand those things, or enhance those things, you got to start on the inside. And so let's talk about what are the steps to creating and living your best life, to personal and lasting self-development, to being your best self, and integrating mindfulness as part of your daily life. So those steps, steps being an acronym, the S is for slow down, the T is for take a step back, E is for embrace change, P is for purge, and S is for self-care. Today, we're going to start on slow down, which in our society can be almost a bad word, that so many people are go, 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 you know, I'm going, I'm doing. And so you think that you're doing something and that to slow down means that you're lazy, you're not being focused, you're not about something. But the fact is that if that kind of lifestyle is having you at a place to where you're feeling stressed out, you're not feeling connected, you're not doing and creating and being the person that you want to be, then that means that something has to change. So the very first thing to do is to slow down, is to take that breath. One of the things that I do when I present this with the PowerPoint is to take time to smell the roses. You know, that part of this move of mindfulness is really wisdom that has been around for so long. That phrase, take time to smell the roses or the daisies or the tulips or the lilies, has so much wisdom in that simple, simple invitation to slow down. So to take the time to smell the flower means you have to be focused right there. You see the flower, you make it your intention to walk towards the flower, you see the beauty, the color of the roses. I was walking the other day in Belmont Shore, which is an area here in Southern California where I live, and as I was hustling back to my car, you know, I was doing it, getting back, I was just surrounded by this beautiful scent, and it caught my attention. I thought, what is going on here? And one of the neighbors there had just four or five different rose bushes, yellow and white and red and orange, and the scent of all those flowers just infused me, surrounded me, entreated me, called me. And I went up to the flower. I don't know these people. And I leaned over into their yard, and the yellow rose of Belmont Shore smelled so sweet, so good. And I was just transfixed in that moment, that all of a sudden hustling to get back to my car because I left my business cards at the house and I was working out in that area. All of that seemed so unimportant in that moment as I was able to appreciate the scent and the beauty of that rose. I was in the moment. And that simple phrase is really a part of the S in the mindful steps to creating lasting and personal and wonderful development. And so we're going to focus on this show on slowing down. And so we're going to do a mindfulness exercise, which involves a body scan meditation. So it's just something, you don't need incense or a gong or, you know, Deva Pramal playing in the background, even though all her music is amazing. And incense and a gong is all about helping you focus. You know, people say, what do you need incense for? Because smell and sound keeps you present. And those are the things that we're wanting to work on with mindfulness. It's about being present. So we're going to do a body scan. Well, before we do the body scan, what am I talking about? I'm talking about being now, being focused, being centered, being grounded. I think about the times that, thank goodness, I don't have this commute anymore, but there was a time that I had a two-hour commute to my job and, of course, two-hour commute back. And so in that drive, wanting to make it, you know, me and the 8,000 other people on the 405 freeway going north, just, why are you driving like this? You know, and then my mind's on the things I got to do when I get to the office. And then I get into the office and I'm just boom, 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 boom. I didn't even take the chance to focus, to know what I'm about. I'm just boom. You know, you drop the kids off at daycare. You and your husband exchange. He has coffee. You have coffee. You and your wife, you have coffee. She has coffee. You know, you're doing the 45 things with the kids. Drop them off. Get on the freeway. Get in the thing. Get in the parking lot. Get in the, And that's how your day goes. And then you get in another group, pick up the kids, make it the. And our lives weren't meant for that. We are amazing creators. We are co-creators with the Creator, with the God of this universe, with the love of this universe. And that's what we're meant to be. And just like you wouldn't see a painter, and I love that image of a painter with their beret and their smock and they're holding their paint palette just going like 45,000 miles a minute. No, they are focusing. They're looking. They're creating. And even as simple as, well, I'm not trying to create a great painting, but you're wanting to create a day in which your best aspects, in which your best life, in which your best self is able to be. And to do those things, you've got to come from a place of being centered, focused. And even we all know we've been in that zone. I've done it. I have so many wonderful people in my life. And one of my mentors, Pam Boyd, gave me is instructing and guiding me. He said, well, I thought you were a mindfulness expert. I am. But it doesn't mean that I also don't need to be and mentored and guided. And sent me to an amazing book called The Artist's Way. And I spend every day at the beginning doing like a splash on pages. And then that, I don't even know how long it takes. I've never measured it to write out 3 pages of just longhand thinking that I get in that zone. And oftentimes when I come from that place, I am focused, I'm creative, and I'm able to move forward. And so if you want to have a good day at work, when you get there, focus. Set your intention. When you sit down at your desk, what are you about? Say, well, my phone's ringing the emails. Okay, but in those two extra minutes, it's not going to take away from whoever's calling you. They can leave you the voicemail and you can read the email in a minute. This is about making a choice to bring your best self to that circumstance. And your best self comes not having driven around in the parking lot, gotten off the 405, dropped off the kids. Your best self is in there, but he or she comes when you take that time and then come from that best place. Again, the mind that created the problem isn't the mind that can solve the problem. And when you're taking a look at the outside circumstances, go inside and then come from the outside. And so we're going to do today, or I'm inviting you, whether you're listening to this live or to when you hear this later, so let's do a body scan meditation. And this is about getting focused, getting in touch with your body, getting still, so that you can then say, what am I about today? What is my intention today? When I come into my, I have an office, I work, I'm in business for myself, I'm an entrepreneur. When I sit down at my desk, what is my intention for today? What am I creating? What opportunities am I drawing to me? Who am I connecting with? And whether that's in your office where you work, whether it's in your home where you're creating from, whether it's your place of worship where you volunteer, or you're the person in charge, the spiritual director, or the pastor, time to set the intention for your day. So I don't have time. Well, then you got to make time. Either you're worth it or you're not. I mean, I don't know how to say that in a nice way. Either you're worth having the best day you can create or you're not. If you're not, then harried, crazy, hectic day will be yours. But I think everyone is worth taking the time to create and live their best life. And if I can show you how to do this in 1 or 2 or 3 minutes, it's a three-minute investment in your peace of mind, is a three-minute investment in your health, is a three-minute investment in your career, is a three-minute investment in your relationship, is a three-minute investment too long, especially when, as in my case, I invested 2 hours of stress and hairiness on the freeway. Now, of course, as I grew as a person and in my mindfulness, I was able to transform those hours, but still sitting in the car for that time, I still need to take time to treat my body right and the focus. And so let's spend a minute or two of this program slowing down, taking the time to get focused. And this is something that you can do sitting on your couch, sitting in the parking lot before you enter work, sitting in your car before you enter your home. This is the body scan meditation. So I'm just going to ask you, you can do it laying down, but it can also be done sitting, of course. And so let's do this, because you can do it maybe before you get out of bed or right as you get into bed. Again, taking that time to focus, to make that yours, to honor who you are and what you're about. And so I'm going to invite you to join me in 3 deep breaths, and we're going to do a yogic breath, or as I say, a non-Hollywood breath, so that when you breathe, your stomach's going to pooch out, and then when you exhale, you're going to push your belly button back towards your spine. So 3 of those breaths. And as you're in this quiet and centered space, take the time to direct your attention to your toes. Start at your feet and just think about those 5 amazing parts of your body that you don't think about often, but what they do for you. And then think about your foot top and bottom. Let your attention go. And think about all the things your feet do for you, all the places they take you, help you stand your ground, help you dance and walk and bowl and run, that these amazing entities just bring your presence there, and then let's move and wrap around your ankle to your calves and your shins, your knees, now all those parts of your body participate in bringing you movement, access. You move your attention up to your thighs, top, bottom, sides, inner, outer, those amazing hamstrings, quadriceps, four big muscles in your body. Just think of all the things that your legs do for you. And then let's not forget the bones that are involved in that. Your femur, what your knee and kneecaps do. Bring your attention to around your hips, maybe a little sachet. Then your sexual organs. So we'll hit your base chakra up to just below your belly button and around that bottom part of your back. We're hitting your sacral chakra. Move your attention up again, just above your belly button, in that middle part of your back, your solar plexus chakra, up to just below your sternum, below your chest. Now your chest area, thinking about all the organs that are between your belly button and your chest, your lungs, kidney, liver, your heart, all those parts of your body that serve you so well every day. Let's bring our attention up to the chest so we've hit our four bottom chakras, solar plexus, heart chakra, just cleaning up those energy centers. Now let's go to our throat and neck, hitting our throat chakra, being so thankful for the bone structure. Again, our spine. Think about our arms, our wrists, our fingers. Up to our mouth, our ears, our eyes, hitting that third eye chakra, covering that head and the crown. I love doing this body scan because my whole body tingles now as I bring the focus to that. And as I've slowed down, I've improved so many functions in my body. And I have the program, it's not next Monday, but the following Monday. I'll share some of the science about what even just this simple body scan meditation, how it improves the brain. Affects the brain, that the effect of mindfulness on blood pressure, on people eating well, on appetites improving, that taking just a simple time to slow down. You say, Villa, I very much enjoyed that body scan, but I don't have the chance to do that at work. But you can do that in 30 seconds. That just as you're in a situation and you're ready to speak, slow down. Just take that minute and breathe in before you go into that conference where, you know, that conference room, you know this meeting's going to be long or you think it's going to be long. Just take that minute before you step into your car to head home, before you step on to the train platform, before you get in that subway. Just take that minute. Invest in yourself to just to breathe, to get focused. Where am I at? Taking that time to see who, where, what you are at that moment. How are you presenting yourself? Before you respond to that email, before you begin that email, take the time. What is happening on the inside so that what comes on the outside is based on that inner calm, that inner focus. And that, yes, let me give you some simple ways that you can slow down, get focused. Meditation is amazing, and there are apps. I have apps on my iPad. I have apps on my Android phone. I've been using meditations, energetic meditations, from an amazing woman named Alaya Dao, AlayaDao.com. But meditations abound. Just sitting still, quiet. I have a resource of my own. You can see it on my website, villajpowell.com. But taking that time to focus. Another way to get in the moment is to be grateful. And so, again, I have an app on my phone. I have an app on my iPad. And one on my iPad, I think it's called Gratitude. And one on my phone, my Android, is called Zest. Because as you take the time to write what you're grateful for, you're focused, you're in the moment, and what you think about, you bring about. If you can think about the things that you're grateful for in that time that it takes to do that, you're focusing, you're stilling, you're aligning, and you're creating. You can also do affirmations because, again, to write what you want to be, I am one with the creative energy. I'm in God's good flow. I'm an amazing creator. Again, it takes my mind off what's swirling around, and I get focused about what I'm wanting to create, and there are great apps online for that as well, or on your phones. So I do want to close this time. We've got about 3 minutes left to just acknowledge. Let me share with you what my journey has been. And so I am currently getting ready to hit my 55th birthday, which I am so happy about. But I spent a lot of my life wanting to do what other people wanted me to do. And I got to a place where I was very unhappy. I had everything on paper that looked well, but I wasn't living well. And as I abandoned and walked away from all that I knew, a beautiful angel came into my life named Terry McCubbin, and she talked to me about The Secret. And when I saw that and I began to study the minds and the writings behind that, it has been a beautiful journey over the last probably 10 or 12 years. But to be at a place to where mindfulness is not only a part of my daily expression, but part of what I teach, I want people to live and be their best selves. And that we've gotten too often so caught up in things and doing that we forget about the importance of being. And so that first mindful step, which is so, I'll say, at least for where I live here in the United States, so un-American almost, to be focused and slow and thoughtful and creative, that again, doing, you know, the type A personalities are often idolized, but that person that knows how to be, to come from their center, to be focused, that's the person that is living their best life. And that is the tool that over the last decade, beginning to slow down and to get focused, I have brought into my life. We'll talk about our next program, which is 2 weeks from today, and embracing change. And taking a step back is about seeing the big picture. All right. Oftentimes we're so focused on the trees that we don't see the forest. And then embracing change and embracing the new. So often, I was watching Queer Eye last night and watching these five fabulous men transform people's lives. And these people aren't horrible people. They just lost their focus. They're so up on what they're doing that they haven't taken a step back. And then these five, the Fab Five, teach them to embrace change and embrace the new. Oftentimes people are so frightened about changing and so frightened about the new that they then decide to stay where they're at. And I watch these five people transform people's lives when they're willing to take a step back. Actually, the first thing they do is they slow down, take a step back, they learn to embrace change and the new. They then purge the things that they have in their mind and in their homes that are no longer serving them. And then they take in some self-care. Now, I'm going to have to tell the Fab Five thank you for putting into practice the very things that I talk to people about. So the five steps next week or 2 weeks from now, we'll talk about taking a step back and embracing the new. Be who you are, an amazing, creative, and awesome person. Namaste.